Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
In the studio early in the week, Tuesday, as a matter of fact, for this recording of Rack and Fin Radio. We'll be away for the weekend. A lot of things going on, as we know. Rod, reel, bow, shotgun, things are getting crazy. Hey, great reaction. Speak about reaction. It'll be in the next few segments to last week's program regarding the Stripers. Again, we're in the studio Tuesday. Maybe they're going to announce it later this week. Maybe you'll hear about it by the time you're listening to this. Will be announced. DEP is going to be holding one additional in-person hearing about the Striper proposals, whatever, for next year. It's going to be, it's a mishmash. I guess there's five proposals on the table. Stay tuned for that. Hey, pheasant, now the pheasant quail stocking starts to get staggered with the deer season's coming for this Saturday, for today and for Thursday the 30th. Here's the way it goes in our favorite wildlife management area, Collier. Now, the numbers are for both weeks. Collier's Mills will get 200 and 200. This is how it goes. Howardsville, 50 and 50. Manahawkin, 50 and 50. Medford, 80 and 80. Stafford Forge, 160 and 160. These are ringnecks, okay, down here in the Southlands. Dix, 130 each. Glassboro, 100 each. Heiserville, 50-50. Mad Horse, 90 each. Millville, 340 and 340. Nantucket, 110-110. Port Republic. I see those guys driving in that Tuesday morning, coming in here in the dark, man. These guys were they were loaded up there, 50 and 50. Tuckahoe, 110-110, and Winslow, 140 each. These are for both days. Those are ringnecks for the bobwhites. Greenwood, 400 and 400 for today, the 25th, and Thursday, the 30th, we'll get 280 each. A lot of stuff going on. Like I said, Tog was a bit of, going to five fish. Everybody was cranked up. Wasn't that good from what I understand. Our next guest, very special guest, RealReactionCharters.com, Real Reaction Sport Fishing. Captain Brett, he takes him, Taylor, talking it down, man, giving some Tog tactics. Tog Nation time. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Happy Thanksgiving coming. Was it a great Thanksgiving weekend for you? I believe. Just get out. Okay, some bad weather. Just get out. Who cares? Get out there. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. I get too fired up. It's November. End of November. Deer season's coming. Chuck, it's crazy.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, now I can comment on the highly anticipated, not opening, because it was open with a one fish open, though November 16th when the blackfish, a.k.a. Tog Limit, went to five fish. It's going to be a freaking slaughter. These guys were everyone I spoke to had to look like I get when an anchovy pie with extra chovies and extra cheese comes out of the oven. So we know how hot this. People were going bonkers, buying green crab, the white leggers. It was crazy everywhere I went. The boats, the captains, everybody, good for them. What a mediocre time from what I understand. I picked up a few along the condos and the jetty there, Barnegat Inlet, but for the most part, out there on the cover. Now, some did well. Some did very well, but for the most part, it was kind of a downer. Now, things are going to pick up. I guess the water has to get colder. I want to get some Tog Nation information going out there to help all of us who it was a pick, a slow pick, or a no pick. Join us on the line, very, very special guest, Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing. The website is realreactioncharters.com, real as in R-E-E-L. He is a Tog Meister, Tog Master, Toginator, just a great guy in the overall, but in the chartering business now, 13 years, still considered a young gun. And this is the guy whose son, Luke, I want to get on the Orioles. I think I'm pretty sure by now his fastball is probably at 95, 96. If you see the size of this kid, Mary, mother of God, Maron to me and everything. Is something. Sorry, Captain Taylor. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Tom. How you doing?
Oh, man, lock, cocked, and ready to rock. Full disclosure again, we are in the studio early. It is Tuesday morning, the 21st, because we're going to be away this weekend. A lot of stuff going on the hunting and fishing scenes. Me and the lovely Dee Marie partake of it all when we can, and this weekend has been on the calendar for a long time. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving is great or was great, whatever. Captain Brett, as we spoke earlier, togging was meds and meds for that 16th set of those first few days. And I've heard some stories out there. What was happening out there, boats backing over. It was crazy. one thing I like, Brett, was seeing the participation. Everyone eager for it. It's a great fish, challenging fish, and the best eating out. Well, my exception is triggerfish. Some people say sea bass. Some people say fluke. Fluke, to me, tastes like what you cook it with. But, Brett, on in your experience now, you're booked, and more booked. In between, listeners, the striper charters he has. Your take, Brett, before we get into some tactics, where to go, what to do, what to look for, what was your take on the first week of the quote-unquote reopening?
If you fish the wrecks outside, you know, 30 to 50 feet, it was absolutely dead.
And there you go.
If you fish the jetties, any of the jetties in South Jersey, North Jersey, it was very, very good. The bite was excellent. I had a charter, and we hit a couple racks, and it was nothing. We went to a jetty, you know, we spot locked right off a jetty, and it was like, I think we bailed 47 fish, keepers.
So 47 was, keepers?
You
know,
yeah.
Yeah, Brett, from what the people I spoke with and our own experience there, you know where we go, and then talk to people down, Avalon Sea Isle and North Wildwood Jetty. Shout out to the late, great Lou Rohde up there looking down saying, Thomas, just lower your voice and slow down. That was my main man, Lou Rohde, who introduced me to some South Jersey toggin down there in North Wildwood. Brett, in close as in landlubber toggin, it was fantastic. But you got out 30 feet, 50 feet, 75 feet. Some boats that I saw were literally, well, I just considered off the beach, especially up the Shark River area. I mean, I was up and down, looking, checking, talking to captains. It was mediocre at best. Cap, do you think the water's just still a bit too warm?
Yeah, I think it's too warm. Even like to get white leggers, you know, I use green crabs this time of year, but I usually stock up, you know, three to four bushels of white leggers for my later charters. And three of my, crabbers, my guys they can't even get them, because the water's so warm. So I think that's a big thing. I think a lot of the fish are still off the jetties and even in the back, even on the mussel beds in the back. And think as we get, I just heard this past weekend, they're starting to get some fish, at, you know, that 30 to 40 foot mark, they started to bite. So I think that we're, you know, the bay now, bay water was like 48 on the outgoing. I think they're starting to push out a little bit. So it should get better, but definitely the start of the season, you got to fish tight. You got to fish the jetties. You got to fish close. The guys probably on the jetties did better than the boats.
That's what I saw, Brett. That's what we witnessed and experienced. But the thing is, it's just that 1 or 2 degree temperature. Then all of a sudden, for example, you know that one spot that we like? Listen, it's not a spot burner. It's in my blog. People, yeah, I put the spot burning. So everybody knows it. You know, behind the condos, Taylor, there was this LBI. Yeah. What's that, Fifth Avenue, Fifth Street, whatever. Everybody knows about it. One day they're there, because we try to stretch it out. One day they're there, pick a few, get some, and the next day, forever, they're gone until the next year. It's like a 1 or 2 degree drop. Is that true?
That's true. Those condos, first of all, everybody knows about those condos. That's where Luke learned how to, that's where I took him togging the first time, was behind those condos.
Brett, I saw some fish 21 inches there. Wow. Those are pool winners on some party boats, man.
The biggest one I've seen out of there a couple years ago, I saw an 8-pounder caught from those, you know, from that side. But October is great there. You start getting November's good. And then if it's, you know, it all depends. It's that water temp. If we get a cold November early, those fish will push out. And you might not even have those fish opening day. They might be already on the wreck. But this year it's been so warm that they're in tight. And that's what, you know, the jetty is either side, north-south jetty, any of the jetties, Atlantic City jetty.
Oh, AC is off. Shout out to Noel Feliciano. It's triple banging, man, on fire. Yeah, they're getting some nice tog down. But Brett, my lovely Dee Marie, courtesy of her ex, great fisherman, showed her. I remember the first time we were out there on a jetty, I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm blackfishing. You're dropping your line in a hole in the rocks. We're out towards the end, man. What a hike that was, Taylor. She was catching, and she had some tog, 3-4 pounds, Brett, on the, it was high tide. I guess there's caverns or something down there. She's fishing in the rock. I never saw that, but blew my mind.
Yeah, they hide. Any of those crevices, you see the guys, you know, they'll drop in. It's where the rocks are, and there's this little hole, and they're dropping in, and you get fish. They're loaded. Those blackfish are eating the Asian shore crabs. They're eating, there's green crabs there, mussels. There's a lot of forage for them, and they just gorge themselves throughout that jetty. That entire length of that jetty, there's fish everywhere.
You're just on the Rack and Fin line this morning. We're talking tie with Captain Brett. He takes them. Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing, the website realreactioncharters.com. Some tog lessons here and there. Again, it was a picky opening, Captain Brett says, and that's the general consensus. Water's still a little warm. Well, Brett, within the next week and a half, I expect the wrecks and any little just jumble of cover to hold tog out front. Now, we'll be looking at, 45, 50, 60 feet out to you. Now, Captain Willie on the Dauntless up there at a point was catching tog, and they were doing all sorts of dropping down there. 110 feet he had tog. Is that deep? This time of year, I guess it's a little colder out there. What's the dealio?
You get some fish out there. A lot of times if you go jumbo hunting, those bigger wrecks, and that's, you're looking for fish that are 8, 10, 12, 14 pounds. But the majority of the fish, if you want to try to get a limit, you want to fish in that, you know, in the next couple weeks, you want to fish anywhere from 40 to 65 feet. And then once we hit the better part of December, that's where you're going to move out to that 70, 80, 90 foot mark and probably stay there for a while. Before January, then you're hitting those, you know, anywhere from 100 to 120 foot.
Captain Brett, hang in. We're up against a hard break on the lives right now. It's Captain Brett. He takes him tail of Real Reaction Charters. They get Real Reaction Sports. Whatever. There's so many freaking names, Captain Brett. I can't keep track of you, man. Okay, grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Some tog information. I'm trying to educate you here. Me, who needs it the most. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's Talk Station.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile and a holiday movie preview looking at new releases this December with Fandango's Eric Davis.
We asked nearly 2,000 Fandango ticket buyers what are the most anticipated films coming this December. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. This is the long-awaited sequel to the first Aquaman movie.
What else made it into the top five?
Well, at number two, you have Wonka, which is a prequel starring Timothy Chalamet as the iconic chocolate maker. Number three, it's The Color Purple. This isn't a straight remake of the Steven Spielberg film. This is more an adaptation of the musical. Look for some fantastic performances from Fantasia Barrino. Godzilla Minus One. There's a Godzilla movie coming out. This is a Toho, a Japanese Godzilla movie that takes place in post-World War II Japan. Rounding out the top five, Poor Things. A movie a lot of people have been buzzing about, especially when it comes to Oscar season. Emma Stone stars
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. You're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We're on November 25th and 26th. Full disclosure, we're in the studio early because this weekend we will be in hunting mode. I will sneak some fishing in here and there on a freshwater side, but we are in whitetail mode. Yeah, so we'll be bouncing around. Join us on the line is Captain Brett Taylor. We're talking tog. This time of year, you're excited. The limit's back to five. You're expecting, whoa, it's going to be great. It's the water's still warm. You can get your limits, as Captain Brett's going to explain. You have to know where to look, how to fish it. Now, these next few days, water temperature's going to drop eventually, and that bite will ignite. It's one thing that gets me about tog. I'll get to Captain Brett in a minute. Hold on here, Cap. Can anyone explain this to me? I've had biologists say, the bleep if we know, how does it put a chunk of green crab on or white leggers? I don't like white leggers. One, they're expensive. Two, they're expensive. Three, they're costly. And four, you look at them the wrong way and they die. They remind me of peanut bunker or herring when we're fishing up around Valley Spruce Run, whatever. You look, ugh. But I'll tell you, I've been on some boats, especially in the winter season, where they have made a difference. Green crabs, cooked shrimp, nada. But those white leggers get it. But, you know, better take out a second more. It's just my opinion. Hey there, Captain Brett. How you doing, man? Sorry. Those white leggers give me agita, man. They just anyway, neither here nor there. Well, Captain Brett, the structures that we are going to be looking for now as the water temperature drops 1, 2, 3 degrees, 4 degrees, 5, probably over the next 3 weeks maybe, if that's possible. Where? I mean, shout out to Captain Samer Racine on a Mary M4. He said once, he said, Tommy P., you find a piece of structure, it could be the size of a shoebox, and drop a crab down. If that water temperature is right, you're going to catch that fish. You're going to catch that tog. So I would agree with that, but specific areas, Brett, this time of the season, over the next couple of weeks, where are we looking? Are we looking, tog-like tanks? They like steel, or they like the reef balls, or the rubble, the casein doors. Where are you looking? Tog now. I'm talking limit fish, not the big females. We're getting the males. We'll get that into the next segment. But catchable size, numbers, where are we looking?
I like tog, as you said, it's tog-like tanks, right?
So. Ew.
The tanks are great. They're small. They don't get hit by head boats a lot because they're so small. I like the smaller pieces. If you can get on a barge, barges are great too. There's a lot of, a lot of holes on the barge, so you have a lot of areas for tog to hide. The ships too, the same thing. I don't really fish those reef balls too much, but I do focus a lot on the tanks.
Well, let me ask you this, because I didn't fish them. I thought I'd get on a white lager kick. Again, I asked the biologist, how did tog do this? But you ever put down a chunk of crab, you drop it, you think you feel a tapper, you bring it up, the shell's there and all the meat sucked out, still hanging on the hook, the shell's hanging out. How did they do that, Taylor? Do you have an answer? By the way, Brett's a kick-ass educator up there at high school. I'm not going to mention a high school because you're going to have fans up there looking for autographs, Taylor, listening to Rack and Finn. But how do they do that?
Oh, they're so quick. I think their teeth, they have those teeth that I think that's what they grab it, and they literally suck it in, and it's like a one motion and spit it out. It's like I think they're they crush it. It's like they crush it and spit it out, and that's what, that's that tug you feel. They are amazing bait stealers. They're so quick.
Mm-hmm.
The timing, togging is, it's all about timing. That's the key. And the problem with it, it's not like fluking where, you're jigging it and you know that you have a fish, and it's kind of like they really don't change their hitting style. Tog from day to day, or I should say from hour to hour, their style always switches. So you have to, that's what makes it so addicting and so challenging is the way they bite. Sometimes it feels like they're just rubbing on the line. One of my biggest fish I ever caught, I literally thought I was like, it felt like it was rubbing against structure. I didn't even feel the bite. I pulled on it and it ended up being like a 14-pound tog. So they, and other times, when they're really ravenous, they'll hit it once and then it'll be a second, like, bigger thump, and that's when you swing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is each day changes. That's what makes it tough, and that's why people get addicted to it.
Taylor, let me ask you this. Insofar as different types of structure, different type of reactions, get that, to a bait drop down? Have you seen fish that act differently on different pieces of cover? For example, by a casein doors or by a tank or something, where these tog here are going to be this way, tog are going to bite over that way. Are they that psycho? They're psycho to me.
Sometimes. I think really like this time, well, as we progress later, it's the building of the bite. In the beginning, they may be, as toggers call it, scratchy, where they're just kind of like nipping at it. It's not mm-hmm. really, they're not really taking it. But it seems like as you get that crab in the water, as you get that smell down there, then you start to build the bite. I've even put, the chum pots that we use for blowfish. I've even loaded those up with crushed crabs and sent that down just to get the smell in the area for my guys.
Captain. Hey man.
What's
hey
that?
To me, Tom P's world, Rack and Finn, the ends justify the means. So I'm with you on that, Ted. We do the same thing, Manasquan Reservoir and seven other places for the hybrid stripers. Finally, people started to listen to me about 6 or 7 years ago about how effective chicken livers are on stripers and hybrids. So I put a quart and drop it down, da da da, boom, 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 let it disperse, and the hybrids go bats.
Yeah, that's what happened. I mean, that's what it's this time of year. That's as we get later, you got to build the bite.
And well, Cap, would the standard clam chum log work? Because we caught tog on clam.
Crab's more effective.
Yeah, we tried it. Yeah.
Yeah. I never tried it. I mean, you might bring other species in. That's the only problem. I don't know if you might bring dogfish in.
Burgoles. You know, burgoles. We have burgoles.
You might. So, but the crab, and yeah, I only do that in the beginning. Usually it's in the beginning just to get them going. But then you can pull it up, and once you get. And the other thing is, you have more. The more guys you have fishing, the better, because it's more crab in the water,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have more smell in the water, and it kind of gets them going. The I know you mentioned about you're saying about structure. It definitely mm-hmm. definitely in that you want to fish that 45 to 50 feet this time, like in the next week or two. That's where you want to concentrate your efforts. So whatever structure is there, whether it's concrete. Whether it's barges or tanks, mm-hmm. that's where you want to try to get on it. And the thing is, you got to get out early. That's what you got this time of year. You got to get out early. A lot of guys togging.
Yeah. Join us on the line is Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing, realreactioncharters.com, talking about togging, some tips, techniques, where to look. Okay, we're mentioning the types of structure. New Jersey has the greatest, I say, artificial reef system for our size on the planet, in the universe, the constellation, whatever. Shout out to Captain Pete Clark there, Bureau of Marine Fisheries down there in Naco Creek. Go to njfishandwildlife.com, click on the saltwater fishing, the marine fish, marine, whatever, and you'll be able to, all updated numbers, really expanded book. Pete was on back about a month or so ago, 2 months, talking about sea bass, and it's everything and anything on the reef system. But again, there's so much structure down there, but people have their own numbers. So anything in particular, like you said, the barges, the tanks, mussel beds in the back, okay, that's down there, but out front, anything in particular you're keying on as the water temperature starts to drop?
Any of those, like I said, I try... if you can get on a big piece in the beginning, you get on a big piece, like a barge or a ship. But if when it gets picky, when the spots are started taken up by other boats, get on those small pieces. Even if it's a broken up piece, I like fishing really small pieces. And
there you go.
The trolling motor.
I got him out of it. I got it out of him, people.
The trolling motor I use, the Minn Kota, allows me to really fish those small pieces. And you'll be amazed how many fish, as you said before, how many fish are on a small piece.
Mm-hmm.
You might pick at a barge because it's been picked over. You go to a small piece, it is dropping reel with those tops.
Well, Captain Brett, to me, the electric motor and the spot lock, it's changed togging and fluking forever. I don't know if it's, technology, people, doesn't go backwards. We know that. And people say, no, it's making it too easy. Like, they're forward now. Forward electronics and the bass. It's a topic for a little later on, maybe in the winter segment. What's going on with Bassmaster, the tournaments with this forward-looking sonar and a whole bit. But, Captain Brett, yes or no, you still have to make them bite. They still have to – you just have to make them chew. So you can be on them. You don't have the right bait or right technique. You're using a rig instead of a jig. We'll get into the next segment. You're not going to catch them, correct?
Correct. That's what that you said about the crab and the different baits. Green crab this time of year when that water is 54, 50, once you get past that, once it gets in that 52 to 50 degree range, you got to switch over to whites. Guys will go out with green crab. They don't want to spend the money on the whites. As you said, whites are expensive.
He said that for my benefit because he knows I'm a cheap bastard.
they are expensive crabs, but you go out there with whites, and it's a whole different world. They're not on the green crab.
You're right. And Captain Brett, too, some winter trips, late December, early January. I'll never forget this New Year's Day trip. It's up there now. It's the Captain Cal 2. Shout out to Captain Ronnie up there in Belmar, but the Carolyn Ann 3, Captain Will and Gina and that whole crew, on a New Year's Day trip, and this guy, he was a wrestler. They call him the Equalizer. Paulie Baikal, great, just a great guy. Brett, he had hermit crabs. I have photos of it. I mean, they're weird colors, like blue and stuff. He outfished everyone on that boat. Even Bill Figley, the father of the artificial reef program, was on the boat. And he's a great togger. And we're all caught some fish here and there. Who had white leggers? Me, I'm sticking with my green crabs and shrimp. Paulie had those hermit crabs. Captain Brett, he kicked ass, man.
Yeah, if you get hermits, that's what I like. When I get my bushels and bushels of white crabs, there's usually a, you know, five or six, half a dozen to a dozen hermits in mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
I separate those out, those hermits. I don't use them all in one trip. I'll put those in a separate area. But those
ooh, they're badass,
those hermits,
man.
they're good. It's like a progression, though. You don't want to just drop down a hermit. If you have some greens on board, try the greens first. Greens aren't working, go with the whites. You know, get them going with the whites. If the whites kind of slow down, then drop a hermit down. That's kind of like your progression there. I usually don't mix with that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what you want to kind of get them going. If you get them on one crab, stay on that as long as you can. Before the Hail Mary, that, because they love hermits. I mean, they'll suck it down right away. And they're, usually you don't have a bushel full of hermits. So they're
right.
Yeah. I'll put them on. When I have clients on board, I'll usually put the hermits on the best guys on the boat.
There you go.
I'll say.
Captain Brett, we're up against a hard break. People, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Rig or jig? What's the dig for the tog, especially this time in the early going? Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
People all over the Jersey Shore have found the easiest way to stay connected to South Jersey's talk station. It's the WPG Talk Radio app. Read free South Jersey news. Listen to your favorite talk shows. It's all just a tap away with the WPG Talk Radio app.
Powered by Smokers Haven. Smokers Haven has the finest selection of cigars. Stop in at one of their five locations and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. SmokersHavenNJ.com.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Israel says it's reviewing a list of 13 more hostages Hamas plans to release today, following the 24 set free yesterday.
These first two dozen hostages were released did not include any Americans, and the White House says up to 10 Americans still remain captive in Gaza. President Biden said American diplomacy helped get these first hostages freed.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Ukraine says today Russia launched the most intense drone attack on the country since the beginning of the invasion. Invasion of 2022. Derek Chauvin, the ex-Minneapolis police officer sentenced to 22 years in prison for killing George Floyd, is reportedly stabbed at a federal prison in Arizona.
Sources tell the Associated Press Chauvin was seriously injured. The Bureau of Prisons confirming an inmate was assaulted and said employees performed life-saving measures before the inmate was taken to the hospital.
Fox's Chris DeMeo, America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Sunny, chilly day, high today 44. Variable cloudiness tonight and a low at 24. Sun and clouds, a bit of rain tomorrow afternoon. The high Sunday 55. Partly sunny, windy on Monday. The high 53. Tuesday, sunny to partly cloudy, windy and cool. The high Tuesday at 42. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Tog Nation time on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We are November 25th and 26th. Captain Brett Taylor. Brett, he takes him, Taylor. Real Reaction Sport Fishing website, realreactioncharters.com. Some tog techniques and tactics for this time in the early going, which was a mediocre opening. As Brett said, in the boats, in close, you were a landlubber togging, you slammed them, you banged them. As Noel says, it was on fire, man. It was on fire. Well, Brett, jig or rig? Now, there's one excellent tog guy I know. Shout out to Big Jim, that's all I will say. Doesn't fish the jigs at all. He is a rig guy. Snafu rigs, whatever this. Other guys I know, especially near, when it's, you know, where you're still relatively shallow, when it's deep, you know, we got to go to roots, that insist strictly on the jig, and they both catch fish. Captain Brett, on your boat, Real Reaction, when do you jig and when do you rig this time of year? Conditions, structure, what's the dealio? Go.
Yeah, we so usually I'll start out with, I'll have a couple guys, you know, say I have four people on the boat, two of the guys fishing rig, two guys fishing jig. If one's a better bite, then I'll start slowly switching them over unless they prefer the rig. If you do fish a rig, I like heavier weight with the rig, just so you feel that bite. As far as the jig, I try to go real light. It's the same. The swing is the same. Feeling it is the same, but it's a direct contact. So when that fish picks right up a jig, you got to swing. The timing's a little bit different. But what I've seen is the jigs will account for bigger fish. I don't
really
think it doesn't. That jig is sitting there. Whereas your rig, the crab tends to swing a bit. So you may have smaller fish coming in and picking it. Whereas that jig is just sitting there, and you know, you'll have, from my experience, you do way better with bigger fish on the jig. But again, if the current's too much, it gets hard to use. You know, if you're scoping out, the jig gets a little bit more challenging.
Right. Cap, let me interrupt you a second, because Stanley Gola, the Ayatollah of Tagarola, S&S Jigs, color-wise, I was just going to hit you with that. He swears by glow, glow, and glow. Other guys I know, expert toggers, jiggers, excellent fishermen, plain lead or chartreuse, or even like trying to get natural, like a calico crab color, so to speak. What do you find on the jigs? Color make a difference, or are they keyed in on that scent and maybe the color is just an attraction, or it's just a delivery system?
I think it's a combination of that. And Stan is 100% right. First of all, he's a great togger. A great tog fisherman, great fisherman, period. But
he's an animal. He's just say it, Taylor. He's an animal.
He is.
Savage.
He lives, breathes, eats. He's total. He's 100% right. Glow. I have pretty much all glow jigs in our arsenal. I do have some that are, you know, white crab glow colored. I have ones that are the green crab glow colored. But even plain, I like plain glow. I think that it gives it a little edge as you drop down, especially if you're dropping down 50 to 90 feet. It gives you a little added edge because that's gonna fluoresce down in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So you might, you know, they might pick that up the sight wise, and then once they investigate, tog are very curious fish, so they're gonna investigate it, and once they get that smell of the crab, then they're gonna, you know, you'll get them to bite.
Captain Brett, jig style. Now, they're pretty much the same, although I had success over the years. Shout out to Captain Pete Meyer, Runoff Tackle Company. He has a shrimp, almost like a banana-shaped jig. Have you noticed, have you ever used that style? I mean, I don't know. I just dropped them, and this is what we had, and it worked.
I pretty much use S&S jigs exclusively. It stands. Mm-hmm. Stan's design, and I haven't switched. That's what we use. We've caught plenty of fish with that, so I don't mm-hmm. change it. But I do, you know, I do use rigs too. That there's days where the rig is way better. I mean, yep. it's all, you got to get out there and see what the conditions. If you have a ripping current, then we'll do a little bit more rigs until it slows down. It's every day's different, so that's where you kind of have to. But you should have both in your box, in your tackle box, though.
Again, Brett, on the rigs, single hook, two hook, and explain the snafu rig. Go.
All right. So on my charters, I just do single hook. It's unless guys, some guys that come on are good toggers, they have their own equipment, they would do doubles. That's fine. But as a charter captain, it's way easy. Just keep it simple. Less stuff to get hung up. Especially when you have newbies, you know, togging. But, you know, if you fish a small hole, like those cherry whites, mm-hmm. you can fish the double hook, the snafu. That's where you're going for those. You can go for those big, you know, big 8, 10, 12-pound bulldog togs. But for us, it's pretty much I stay with a single.
Okay, Cap, talking about bulldog togs, you know, the white chin. Let's talk And people, you know me, I'm Tommy P, the meat man. So they call me. I just love to catch fish and I love to eat fish. The conservation aspect from your end, Captain Taylor, on Real Reaction, I mean, guy gets a double-digit tog. One, it's not as old as people say. It's a 100-year-old fish. BS to that. But especially differentiating the big bulldog male, white chin male, whatever, big female. Color pattern, the color of the chin different? What's the deal?
Yeah, color good. That's good. There's a lot of guys that don't know. The females will be, you know, they have a vertical barring, like, almost like a camouflage, right? So it's that brownish-grayish vertical barring, whereas the male, it's really pronounced, that white chin, but it'll be, the fish is usually a two-tone, so it'll have like a lighter underside, about half midway up the section, then it's darker, your darker gray. That's the big difference. So the males are two-tone, the females have that vertical barring. As far as keeping, you know, you book a charter, it's your choice.
Right.
I always advocate for you know, anything over 10, especially if it's a female, to get a nice pick and release it. But again, they're my clients. I'm not going to get argument with them.
Sure.
They want to keep it. You can harvest it. I don't have anything against it. But usually I had a guy, he caught his biggest tog. It was 12-pound female. And I told him, I said, hey, listen, that fish is probably 20, 25 years old. It's a female. It's your choice. I said, I personally would release it. And know what he said? He said, hey, let's get a good picture and I'll put it back. And he put it back.
Yep.
And that's, you know, that's part of it. And meanwhile, you know, those 5-pound fish, they're the dinner ones. You know, that's your roasters at it.
Hey, Taylor, in the parallel universe of Rakuten Radio, 15 inches is a roaster fish. Well, Captain Brett, yeah, the conservation aspect is important. Again, it is a slow-growing species, not as slow as, you know, been led to believe over the years as more and more science comes out. Shout out to Frankie Mihalik on that. But Brett, the conservation aspect, again, listen, too, you want to mount one saltwater fish skin mount. So they're pretty much gone. They're a pain in the ass. But you can get a great fiberglass mount, and I tell you, Captain Brett, a double-digit tog mount fiberglass, well done, is awe-inspiring.
Yeah, all you got to do is get the length, the girth. Yep. You take multiple pictures from different sides, different angles. Take as many pictures as you can with them, and then release it. And those, I don't know if it's Coastal Fish Mounts, what are the companies who did, but a lot of those fiberglass mounts are phenomenal. They got what they do with those, the powder coat or spray paint, whatever they use.
Yep.
It's phenomenal. They look real.
They do. They're, you want to reach out and touch them. Well, Captain Brett, before we close out, listen, Captain Brett is instrumental. He has up in his high school, he has a fishing club, teenagers. Oh, you think that's not a challenge? And you've done it in other schools, Captain Brett. Give us briefly a couple of minutes of the starting a fishing club and getting the youngsters involved, especially these days. Go, man.
These days they're on their phones constantly, right? I mean, that's what I have a 15-year-old that, you know, sophomore, he's on his phone sometimes, not on my boat when he's mating, but to get those kids to start the club, you know, I worked at Central. I started a club here 2 years ago. I put up, first get it board approved. I put up, flyers around the school. I had about 10 kids that showed up at the first meeting. We meet once a month. The goal is to get them out fishing, right? So the first year we did 2 trips. This year we're up to, now it's my second year, we're doing 6 trips.
Whoa.
For the year. So we do a combination. We do a freshwater trip. We did a bay trip where we're catching, releasing, that was in September, flounder, little bluefish, spot. You know, we fished at Berkeley Island Park, the county. They were great. And then we fished the last 2 trips. We did late October, we did on Seaside Park. We had our one of our female anglers in the club. She ended up catching the only bass. And the girl, she was shaking how excited she was. She called her mom. She held the fish. I took the picture for her. Then the next thing she did, she said, Mr. Taylor, I'm going to put my rod down or in the sand spike. I want to call my mom. I said, yeah, go ahead. So The fact is, it was great. All these trips we do, they're barely on their phones. They're fishing. They you know, whether they're catching or not, they're out there enjoying it. And it's something that hopefully they pass down, and they can do that when they're done high school, done college, or doing whatever, you know, when they're old like us.
Brett, listen to you, Taylor. I'm not old. I prefer to refer to myself as ancient, like the rhyme of the ancient mariner. Well, Captain Brett, too, even if the youngsters, like you said, they give it up, you know, life gets in the way, you know, you're in your 20s, 30s, job, they always have the, and they can always come back to it. It's like riding a bicycle. You'll be back, too. Well, Captain Brett, thanks for the great work. Listeners, realreactioncharters.com. Captain Brett, he goes by the name, takes him, Taylor, and he will, you're pretty much booked, so I'm not a plug here, just saying, hope you learn some of the TOG tactics. Yeah. It's going to just get better as the days and weeks go by. And to me, Brett, mid to late December is prime togging time, but there's still great fishing going on now. Water's a little warm, people. It's going to be dropping, and the chew will start in earnest. Captain Brett, you take care. Give that phone number, Skip. One shot with the phone. Go.
Yeah, just real quick. I'm totally booked out this season. I got 64 trips already booked for 2024. So if you're going to call, my phone number is 609-290-7709 or realreactioncharters.com, and that's R-E-E-L.
Captain Brett, you up for someone wants information on starting a fishing club, be it an intermediate school or high school? You up for a conversation?
Yep. Send me an email to btaylor@centralregional.net, and I will definitely give as much information as I have.
Now, to best, happy Thanksgiving to the lovely Jen, to your mom, Kathy, to Commodore Mike Taylor. I call him the Creekside Commodore, backing me up for this weekend. And also, Brett, I understand, I heard there's a Hollywood agent looking around for Jake. He wants to get him in with that evil eye the kid has. That would take Hollywood by storm, man. What's he, 3 or 4 years? Listeners, his evil eye will turn you, what was that, Sodom and Gomorrah, turn you to salt, turn you to ice.
Jake's 3, and then obviously Luke is a sophomore. He's 15. He's finally starting to grow into those gigantic shoes of his, so he's actually about probably 2 inches taller than me.
Ooh.
He's starting to sprout, and the velocity starts coming up on the fastball, and we'll see where that takes him.
It's going to be 95 to 98 by springtime. Okay, Brett, you take care, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Right. See you, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tom. Thank you.
Yeah, way long on that segment. TOG Nation, man. Hope to learn something. I always learn something when I talk to Captain Brett. Great guy. And not hogging him, not pushing him or anything like that. He just again, an educator. He always wants people to learn, and he's free with the information. Be right back. Close it out. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
It's that time of the year again, New Jersey. That's right. It's Medicare annual enrollment period. This year, why not let United Healthcare guide you through the process to select a Medicare Advantage plan? Whether you choose our easy-to-use online tools or speak with our Medicare plan experts by phone, we can help you find the right United Healthcare plan for your needs and budget. With United Healthcare, you'll feel confident that you're choosing a plan that's right for you. This is Medicare, made for New Jersey. Trusted everywhere. Let us help guide you through our wide range of plans. Call United Healthcare at 1-855-MEET-UHC. That's 1-855-MEET-UHC. 1-855-MEET-UHC. Or go to uhc.com to see your plan options. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th. So contact United Healthcare today and find your Medicare Advantage plan. Medicare Plan Expert is a licensed insurance sales agent or producer.
It's here. Black Friday week is live at Target. Save up to 50% on select tech and video games. Plus, save up to 40% on select small appliances, up to 45% on floor care, and so much more. And get free shipping when you spend $35 or use your red card at Target.com. Hurry! These Black Friday deals end Saturday. Get low prices and great Black Friday deals only at Target. Exclusions apply.
Love like this before.
Boom, 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 boom.
Nissan has a car for every driver who wants more. More action. More fun. More guts. More head turns. More adventure. More electric. At Nissan, more is all we do.
Hi, I'm Larry Mintz. When dealing with a workers' compensation claim, in most cases, the injured worker doesn't get the money they're entitled to. That's why you need the right lawyer. When injured on the job, call us first. We'll speak with you for free and get you all the money and benefits you deserve.
Make the right call to Golden Bird Mackler. Call us at 609-344-7131. That's 609-344-7131. Or visit us online at gmslaw.com.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Something good to know from First Bank of Sea Isle City. We have all of today's innovative banking products just like the big banks, but we offer something they can't. A personal community focus. Let's get you started with Bill Pay. You save time when you pay your bills online. It's fast, easy, and convenient. First Bank of Sea Isle City. A community bank that delivers more for you every day. Personal service, today's technology, from the people who truly care. Learn more at firstbankseaisle.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Drive home the ultimate winner at BMW of Atlantic City. Electrify your game-winning drive behind the wheel of the all-electric 2024 BMW iX xDrive 50. Lease for $799 a month for 36 months. Or score game-changing savings on a new 2024 X3 xDrive 30i with a $3,000 loyalty credit at BMW of Atlantic City. Closer than you think. Located in Egg Harbor Township. Online at BMWAtlanticCity.com. For more details, call 609-316-2393.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Hey, just a reminder, 1 week remaining, I guess. It's going to look at that. 5 days, 6 days maybe for the Dream Boat Fishing Challenge, the Fisherman Magazine 2023. Closing it out. Still room in there. Still room in that TOG division. Blackfish was the fish in November. Still room, TOG. Get in there. Get in there. Get those points. I mean, there's hundreds and thousands of prizes, it seems. A lot of stuff involved with this. We have planned to have Mike Caruso, publisher and owner of the Fisherman Magazine, on next week with a Dream Boat 2023 Fishing Challenge wrap-up. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there and enjoy. And on a sad note, but sort of a happy note, because they definitely deserve the rest. This looks like the last coming week for a great little deli on there. Yes, they load us up for our fishing and hunting trips. On a Roll on West Creek, right there on Route 9 there, just in between, you know, just before Tuckerton and out past Mayetta. Great little place. 9 years. Shout out to Sue and Dave. Great couple, great place, friendly service, superfood. A well-deserved rest for you both. Get out there and enjoy life, and that deli business can keep you hopping. You guys always kick ass. Always enjoyed it. Hey, get out there and enjoy. TOG, you have deer, you have trapping stuff. Everything is going on. Get out and enjoy. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Going to miss that on a roll. I ballooned nicely. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.